Welcome to Biceps and Banter with expert trainer Brandon Crowe. Hold on to your dumbbells and get ready for this conversational style podcast focused on interesting everyday dribble with tasty tidbits of health-related information sprinkled in. Enjoy.
Welcome to Biceps and Banter. I'm here with
Rena
and
Marnie.
And they're the owners of
The Dance and Fitness Studio.
And we just had a great conversation and I show off a few dance moves. I think you're going to like this this episode. Have a good one.
Bye.
Enjoy.
Bye.
All right, just walking into Vibe Fitness now. Got Starbucks in hand for Marnie and Rena. I have my coconut water and we're going to do this.
Hey, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good. I'm looking for Marnie and Rena.
Brandon, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Are you ready good.
To be videotaping? I'm not videotaping, but you're on recording
perfect.
Right now.
Are we already recording?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got your stuff.
Well, welcome to Vibe. Wow,
thank you.
Thanks so much.
Cool. You want to show me around?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Amazing. So this is our first bowl office.
Here, cool. Hold this between the two of you.
Wow.
And I'm going to hold this. I tried to get an extra splitter so I could do...
Well, okay.
I know. It all works out. It's not videotaped. Don't worry.
No big deal.
Perfect.
Cool. Yeah, show me around.
So this is our faculty wall. So these are all of our dance teachers. Yep. It's a really unique day to be here at Vibe because not only do we have... are we open because our studio manager and we're all working, but we have a PA day camp. So there's 20 kids here too.
Oh, right now?
So these are all... Yeah, these are all of our recital programs.
Yeah.
Every kid's name is listed in some of the articles that we've been in.
We're going the opposite way as usual, isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm. This is our Raptor wall. We students to the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
So
I knew that, yeah.
We have some things framed because people are here all the time. So this is Studio 2.
Hey.
And every room has four windows and two doors. This is a lounge.
Specifically, like two doors, four windows.
Because we want people to be able to view their children at the end of the class. And also just two doors so that there's access in and out of both sides.
Ooh.
So one is the indoor, one is the outdoor.
Oh, so it flows. So not random. You thought of everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have professional speakers, obviously, microphones, video cameras, 8-foot mirrors, and a sprung floor.
In every room.
Sprung,
so it's like a
sprung
step up.
Floor? So yeah. It's up. Why is it elevated?
It's just proper dance floor. So
like it protects your knees yeah. from any impact.
By it being elevated?
Yeah. It's like a special
sprung.
Oh, so there's like cushioning underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Studio 3. It's the exact same size as Studio 2.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say we have two sets of twins.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Yeah.
Love it.
So in 2016, we actually were selected as part of the alumni dance pack. So we danced on court at 6
That's so cool.
It was so cool.
It was such an honor because they had like 20 years of dance pack members to choose. And they chose us, right? So it was really exciting.
So this was the jersey. And the coolest part is we had two. So we figured let's frame it. Because we can do one side and the other side.
That's amazing.
I know.
You want to hear something cool?
Mm-hmm. Went to the game yesterday. So you sat courtside. I
sat courtside, and I got a picture with a super fan.
Oh, Matt. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We know.
He was so cool. So I had a picture, and it said DeRozan plus Lowry plus Vinsanity equals game OVO. And I got a picture with him.
That's awesome.
And he goes, I'm going to send this to Vince. Like he's just buddies with Vince. No, I didn't see him. What? No way.
Yeah.
We
actually danced on the 3 years that he was on the team and the 3 years that he made the...
One more time.
We danced on the team the 3 years that he was on the team and 3 years the team made the playoffs. So that was the 3 years that we did on.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So 6 years ago, we actually danced on court with our dancers. Every year we go and we dance at Raptors games at halftime with our studio. And this year, in the past few years, we've been doing Raptor 905, like the D-League games. But we did used to go to the ACC before they were doing really well. And Vince was there.
You said that.
So we do. Yes, you know the Raptors 905?
No.
You don't know that?
No.
Okay, so we'll start with the Raptors, Toronto Raptors, downtown ACC,
right.
Which is now a different name, right?
Okay.
So and it's, like, huge, right? Like, tickets are so expensive, and it's, like, a full entertainment package.
Yeah.
So it was, like, our home for 3 years. It was so exciting.
So we used to go back, and we danced on court with our dancers during halftime at Raptors games. And it was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But then as the Raptors got better, they had less and less tickets to sell us. So we ended up having another option of going to the Raptors D-League, which is like the feeder team to the Raptors.
Oh.
And it takes place at the Mississauga Hershey Center. So it's the same feel, but it's smaller scale. So instead of 20,000 seats, it's like 2,500 seats.
So you did that specifically because you couldn't get enough people out to the Raptors game because
they were
popular?
No. It was the reverse.
We got too many people and they didn't have enough seats to really occupy how many people
were playing. Oh, no way.
And also, it's really quite expensive in comparison.
Yes.
So, like, the Raptors 905 is a much better fit for us than our players.
And you made it more accessible to everybody.
Yeah, like, tickets are like $25,
right.
$40.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. So it's a much better opportunity.
So this was like the years we did Raptors. Like one year we included one of our dancers who has special needs. She has Down syndrome. And then this was the very first year, which was 2011, we danced on court. So it was so surreal for us because we were dancing on court from 99 to 2001. Like as dancers, yeah. And then we went back with our students from 2011 all the way up to probably 2015, 16. And then in 2000, I don't even know when this was. We should have put a date on it with Vince, but with Vince, we saw him practicing. And they make you leave the stadium, but we kind of hung around. I said to Marnie, he's going to recognize us. And she's like, no, he won't. I'm like,
he sees
watch.
Thousands of people every day.
And it's been years. Anyways, I stood on one side, and he stood on the other side, and he looked at us, and he went, wait a minute. Are you the twins of the dance pack? We're like, yes!
Amazing.
So then he kept saying, I'll take a picture, 1 minute, 1 minute, and then we did it.
Oh, wicked. And how was he? Like,
so
he's
nice.
A good guy. He seems like a good guy, right?
Yeah. Same age as us.
So, you know, he's made like 187 million.
And maybe, fingers crossed, he might.
I know, end his career in Toronto,
might
right?
End his career in Toronto, which would be the most amazing thing. I just bought a Vince Carter jersey like an old school one a few months ago.
It's so funny. So this is like some of the pictures of all the dances. So like, this was at the Raptors.
905.
Right, so this is the Raptors 905. Very similar, but it's like a smaller scene. This was at the Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, all of them are different. So every year we choose a different color.
Yeah, so we brought a girl in a wheelchair.
So do you do a lot of work with people with special needs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
We seamlessly integrate them into our program.
Yeah.
And this girl up here has a brain tumor, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
And changing the world, you guys.
And these two twins, one of them has alopecia, and she had no hair at the time.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a very special game.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So anyways, and then we have, like, every single time, I know you could probably see from our costumes, they're very, very, very appropriate. They're not what's out in the community or in the social scene now, right? Everyone's covered.
We're all about, like, giving everyone a cool, comfortable costume where they don't have to worry about how they look. They could just dance.
Mm-hmm.
And not... You know, worry about theirs.
They can just worry about actually performing their best.
Yeah.
So this is all your studio gear.
Yeah.
But do you guys design it?
Yeah, I do. Marnie and I work together, and I sort of do the costumes, and she does.
We have a place for everything. So this is a boys' changing room.
Yeah. One of our clients actually made that for us, which is cool. We try to have a place for everything. So mats are in specific spots. We're
a bit crazy about where we put things.
Yeah. We like to hide all the stuff that people don't need to see.
Okay, yeah.
So these are all our programs over the years. So we frame them because people are in our hall. So like in 2010, we had our boys and our girls were two. Right? And then in 2011, the boys were like, it's crazy. So every year we put a picture of our kids in the program on the first page.
Oh, okay. I hadn't even realized. Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah, so Barney.
You both have one boy and one girl?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Are they around the same age?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so we'll keep walking.
No, we have to look at that. Like, are they in similar age, your girls?
Yeah.
And then your boys are similar age?
Yeah.
So we had a lot
and they kind of look similar, too.
They don't really look that similar, but they're similar in those pictures.
Are you
the
guys
truth
getting
is,
nervous right now talking
no.
about this?
Okay. No.
Say our kids are the sunshine after the storm.
So we had a lot of bad things happen to us with our parents.
Okay.
And then we had a lot of amazing things happen with our kids.
Wow.
So Varney got married in 2005. I'll be fine. I'm just looking at something that said 15. Anyways, 2005, Marnie got married, and then I got engaged right after.
Mm.
And the year I was engaged, our dad was sick. He had bladder cancer.
Shoot.
And so I wasn't like normal women. I was like, I just want my dad at my wedding. I don't care what my dress looks like. I don't care about the flowers, the food. Anyways, he walked me down the aisle and gave me everything he gave Marnie. I know, it was very special. Mm. And then we actually lost our dad 90 days after I got married.
Oh, wow.
And then a month after we lost our dad. Our mom was complaining of back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so a month to the day we lost our dad, our mom was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma stage 4. So our mom, it was kind of like, you know, aren't we good people? We do so many good things in this world. So it was a very hard time in our lives watching both of our parents. Like,
so our mom, thank God, is good now. Like, it's a miracle.
But our mom was in remission. Her hair was growing back. She was like, you know, we grew up very modest. We grew up very much like...
We went on a plane ride when we were 20. That was our first
plane ride. Were the kind of kids that, like, we never really had everything, but we thought we had everything. Mm-hmm. And that's all we really needed.
Just because your house was, like, full of love.
Full of love and support and
encouragement.
I don't know. So anyways, when our mom was in remission, we went on a Mediterranean cruise. And then we went touring around Italy, six different spots.
How old were you?
We were 29.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I was married, I was a newlywed, and Marnie was married a year, and our brother and his girlfriend at the time came with us, and our mom, you know, it was our first family trip without our dad. Mm-hmm. Our mom didn't look like herself.
Anyways, we ended up coming back pregnant, so we ended up having our daughters five.
The daughters.
Yeah, we were due 5 days apart, but then we ended up having them
Holy smokes. Yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was really, we felt like it was a gift from our dad.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then the girls are 10 days apart. Samara is March 14th and Sydney is March 24th. And our dad's name is Saul. So we have the two S's after him, named after him. And then when we wanted to have another kid, we sort of like talked about it with our husbands. Our mom was like healthy and doing great. Our husbands were like, listen, it happened the first time. It was a gift from your dad. It's not going to happen again. Like how many women, how many friends say like, let's have kids together. And it doesn't always work. Right? And it's just not the way life works. But anyways, I got pregnant first. And one thing we forgot to mention is that after we lost our dad, We're Jewish, and we used to say Kaddish, which is like a prayer for someone who you've lost. But there's also a section where you can add a name to a prayer for people who are sick. Mm-hmm. So we used to go to synagogue and add our dad's name mm-hmm. and then add our mom's name. Mm-hmm. And it was so fresh.
Mm-hmm. It was so painful, really.
Yeah, and the rabbi pulled us aside one day and said, like, I can see that it's taking a toll on you. And our world at Vibe is, like, mm-hmm. lifting everyone up, right. And life is perfect. They're like, we're almost like actresses.
Yeah, like, our responsibility is to really motivate and lift everyone up. So we can't bring our problems with us. Mm-hmm. So that's one of our biggest things is that we don't take that responsibility lightly. We realize like what we are here to do. So we like park our problems in the parking lot every day.
Every day, and then we just come in and dance.
Yes. I mean, it's like the same thing with me. No matter what goes on in my life, I have to give my best self and like my best performance and for my clients.
For sure.
Yeah. Sometimes it's tough. Like, how did you deal with that? Were you able to separate 100%?
Totally. Or somehow.
100%.
Because you know what? We joke sometimes with each other and say, and the Academy Award goes to Marnie Arena Schwartz.
But I think also, like, there's so much life that goes on at Vibe. There's so much you see all the different aspects about what life's about, from kids with special needs to kids that are, you know.
To watching a kid's confidence rise in, like, 1 hour, right?
It was just amazing. So it was really a good, easy sort of distraction in a way, right? So, but in saying that, we also, our rabbi basically said just like, you deal with the living, I'll deal with everything else, which was very nice. It made us really focused. So then we actually started seeing a therapist at that time, and we went, it was like a youth psychiatrist, and we go together, and when it's still like, it's 11 and a half years, and we go every 3 weeks, and we just saw her on Friday, and she's kept us sane, because when I did get pregnant 2 years later, or a year and a half later, and Marnie did get pregnant right away, we had the support from the beginning, where she said to us, listen, you had one healthy baby, it's going to happen, it may happen next month, it may happen in 6 months.
Anyways, I got pregnant the next month, so it was like a miracle.
Within a month of pregnant.
So we still had our appointments like at the same time, but like 1 month apart.
I was like 4 months.
And then I just kept joking the whole time, like, I don't look that much different than you.
Of course.
So after she had her son, I was like, am I really going to be pregnant for another month?
So I went. Right. So every doctor's appointment was together, and then I had my son. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to go with you.
So I went. I literally said to the doctor, how much longer am I going to be pregnant? And she said, you could go tomorrow, or you could go in a month when you're due.
Because the first baby was like 5 days apart, you said?
Yeah.
Well, we do 5 days, but we ended up having 10 days apart.
10 days apart. Okay, so now you had almost like another month to go, and you're like, oh, this feels kind of weird. I should be having my baby. Right.
Anyways, the next day I had my baby.
No.
Yeah. So our sons are 12 days apart.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Crazy. I know.
That's amazing.
So, and in the Jewish religion, the most, like a sacred number is 18, and our kids are born within 18 days of each other. So our dad was also very much like into the Jewish religion.
So we really truly feel like it's a gift from our dad, because it's pretty unbelievable.
I know. It's crazy.
It defies science.
But you know, it's funny, because most people, like, your reaction is so sweet. But some people look at us and think, wow, you have it all. Right,
because they don't know the whole backstory, picture,
and like what we went through, we wouldn't wish on our worst enemy. You know,
we're at a point now, and we have been for years, where we feel like, you know, we had the most amazing dad. It wasn't long enough, but we were lucky to have the most amazing dad. You know, you see people who have not the best relationships with their parents, and they're, you know, alive and well, and it's so sad. And ours, you know, isn't here anymore. And like, there are so many times we look at each other when our kids do something, and our mom talks to our kids a lot about our dad. So we have this like game we play when we swim, and we play the alphabet game, and you have to like use a word for every letter, so A, apple. So when it comes to S, they always say all of their names. Samara, Sydney, and Jonah. My son's name is Jonah. Marnie's son's name is Shane. And then our mom's name is Susan. And then they look up to the sky and they say Zadie Saw.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and it's very special.
How old are they now?
Oh my God, my son is turning 8 tomorrow. Our boys are turning 8
this month, and
the girls are turning 10.
So they're starting to realize the meaning behind it and what they're doing.
And we always have like one big birthday party in March. It's pretty incredible. We feel really blessed because, you know, we could have 4 different birthday parties at 4 different times of the year, but it's pretty incredible. We have one big birthday party.
Yeah, so it's crazy. Yeah. It's actually really crazy.
Wow.
So we're very thankful.
Even though
we've obviously, sometimes it's hard to believe, but. Yeah.
But through it all, like, Vibe has really been, like, our safe place where we've been able to, like, focus and try to keep it evolving. And just, like, it's kind of like the child we had together.
Our mom is so, like, our parents are both, like, part of who we are. But our mom is just, like, the most incredible human in terms of, like, persevering and keep moving forward. After our brother was married, which was, like, 3 years later, she went on her first date and she ended up having a relationship with this guy who's totally opposite to our dad. And anyways, in saying that, he was opposite to our dad in every way.
And we loved him.
And he was able to get it for 8 years. But he got sick last year, and we just lost him. So our poor mom has lost two men in 10 years. And, like, she's only 66. And she's...
Anyway, she's just a true example of pushing forward, moving forward, and, like, becoming the best you can be.
Just taking on what life throws at her.
And she dedicated herself. She said, I want to be part of a band. I want to learn how to play the guitar again. So now every Tuesday she goes for band practice.
Oh, that's great.
So she's just good a real example her. Of, like, putting your efforts in a positive place and not focusing on the negative.
Oh, that's so good.
But I also think, like, in life, when you have bad things happen, you have to surround yourself with positive people. And I think you're a positive person, right? Like, people love coming to your class because, like, they'll have that one positive part of their day. You know, and it's a big responsibility, but it's also, like, such a nice way to know you can make such a big impact, right? Yeah. Same thing we do here at Vibe. And it's back to the tour.
Wicked.
Got distracted by our photos here.
No, that was perfect. Yeah. That was a great
So these are like old school, like 2006, 2005. This is our 16th year in business, actually.
16th year, wow.
I know, it's crazy. So these are all articles that we've been in the past. And
thank you.
Yeah, our good vibes pillows.
Like, this is like the cozy corner.
Yeah. And then this is our staff room, which, you know, most people don't go in. This was like an article we read last year, it takes two.
So this is Studio 6.
This one is Studio 6. This is the Pia de Kent. Can everyone say hi? Everyone say hi.
Hi.
So what's the studio right here?
This is Studio 6. And Studio 6 is here.
No, that's okay.
Hello, Bella. How are you? So Studio 6 is the same. All of our studios are like the same dimension. Oops, sorry, honey. But this one is bigger. So Studio 6 and Studio 4 are...
We totally just hijacked that class.
So this is Studio 4. So it's approximately 1,000 square feet. We did these cool things on the walls.
Can I step on with my shoes?
Yeah, of course. It's chilly in here, too.
The floors do have a little bit of bounce to them. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, if you jump squat, you will feel it.
Yeah, it has a little bit of bounce to it.
So when we went to L.A. this summer, we went for we just turned 40. So for our 40th birthday, we went to L.A. The last time we went, our dad was sick. It was about 12 years ago, and it was not an easy trip for us. So we were like, you know what? Only time we're going to go back is when we know we have no distractions. So our kids were away for overnight camp. We were like, we have to do it. So we went for 4 days. We took 16 dance classes. It was crazy. And when we were there, they have a lot of this, like, signage on the walls. And when we came home, we ended up inspiring us to put all this up. So... Yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
So all the Vibe with us and the Vibe James and Venus on the walls. But it's...
And that was how many years ago?
Oh, this past summer.
This past summer.
Yeah,
so this stuff, this branding and everything, you got from L.A., you got inspired from L.A.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even, like, the hoodies that you're wearing right now,
So we've always had, like, sort of Vibe clothes, and then
Was it always, like, this branding?
No, this is brand new. Every year, we change it up every season, pretty much, we come up with, like, different ideas. So this is Studio 5. So Studio 5 is, like, a smaller studio, and we have some of our three-year-old classes. So this is one of the only rooms that only has one door.
Okay, I was just about to say that.
It has five windows, so it's three over there,
and then
it has... two over here. So parents can watch from all different angles. Yeah. So this is actually unique. So this is used to be where the studio ended last year.
Okay, yeah.
So last August, we needed to consider having more space. So this was available. So it used to be a hairdresser. And we took on the space on August 15th, and we had it operating September 12th.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, doers. We're doers. So this is not the ideal shape. It has only one door and two windows.
Yeah.
But it's still conducive to our needs. So, yeah, you can come on in. So this is a different room. It's a little bit more long and narrow.
So is this in use yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 hours a day every night, and
okay.
then
yeah.
8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday. Yeah. So this is, and it's cool. It has actually a bathroom. Actually, there's a bathroom inside. But the coolest part about it is it has a storage room, which is awesome. You got to come back here. So this is like the stuff that nobody needs to see, right? But the coolest part for Marnie and I is we actually have this. You can walk through. I'll hold the door for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we have like a bit of a shoe problem. So we never knew where to put our shoes.
Oh, no. These are your shoes?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, for those of you listening, I'm looking at...
Sorry,
that's okay. I'm looking at How many pairs of shoes are here?
We should count one day.
I also have like six pairs in this bathroom.
Okay. Look at these ones. They're like red ruby slippers.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't even know how to count. And yeah. So we have a bit of a shoe problem. So this room is amazing.
So wait. You have your red ruby slippers.
Yeah, we are. We also have shiny blue ones too. We also have nice.
You know, there's a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Was that the red ruby ones? Were those inspired by?
No,
they're just a dance shoe.
There's a dance shoe.
There's blue ones.
And I noticed you have a lot of Nike.
Yeah, Nike tends to be our go-to.
Do they send you stuff?
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely?
No. Okay, no.
Could you get us that? That would be amazing.
Well, I think you guys could get that together. You know, a lot of people are doing that now on Instagram.
Influencers.
I know. I mean, you guys would be like the perfect influencers, like twins, dance studio.
I know.
Wearing your matching stuff, Nikes. Like, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you have some pretty epic shoes. I'm probably looking at, I don't know, 50 pairs of shoes right now.
Yeah, there's actually probably even more. But the funniest part is, like, some of them are, like, obviously, like, old school, like, mm-hmm. really old school. Mm-hmm. But then there's others that, like, were, like, I don't even remember when they had these. You know, and then
very colorful.
That actually say Vibe on them.
Okay, so what are these?
These are Converse.
They're Converse. Custom-made Converse with Vibe on them.
Yeah.
Would these be, like, you use them in dance?
Yeah, we use them more in pictures, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then, like, all these other, we have all kinds of, like, We usually like the Air Maxes, as you can tell, because we have a million different colors.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not as colorful these days.
Mm-hmm.
No, the ones that are out now. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is what people don't see.
All right.
These tie-dye ones, right?
See, like, this is like the behind the scenes of Vibe. It's amazing.
So in the back here, we also have like our cleaning supplies, so no one sees them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have like birthday parties. We have tables and chairs back here too.
Mm-hmm.
So the best part of
so you host is- you host birthday parties then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it like a dance?
Yeah, 1 hour dance party. And
dance
then,
party.
And 45 minutes, and the parents do their own thing.
Well, my birthday is April 18th. So
oh my god, 29.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Wait. Does that make you guys Aries or no?
No.
You're Taurus?
Taurus.
Okay. So you're right on the edge.
Yeah.
My best friend, he's Taurus. So we probably just get along perfectly.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So when we took out the space, it was great that we had the extra space back there, because now we actually have a place to store everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's playing a.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so the nice part about it is we actually have like 22 windows.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of signage. There's actually like a physiotherapy doctor's clinic back there in the plaza. They occupy the same amount of space, except they have two windows. Because theirs is shaped as a diamond.
Mm.
Ours is shaped like a long. Like, people walk in all the time and are like, I didn't realize Vibe was this big.
It's actually a beautiful studio.
Oh, thank you.
It's beautiful. All the windows and everything.
Yeah,
these windows here before you
moved in? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then this is a, like, studio just area for parents. And then we have, like, two TVs with advertising on it.
Mm-hmm. So. And so every year at Vibe, we have a T-shirt. So every year, everyone gets a Vibe T-shirt
with the year
on it. So it becomes a collector's item.
Do you hand these out to
everyone gets one in December, and then they wear it for our in-class show. I don't know why that one's
doing. When's your in-class show?
It's the second last. There's 2 weeks of it. Two last weeks of
December.
Yeah. So parents come in and watch. We're back to the beginning.
So we're built in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So you can walk around and around.
And around.
And around. Yeah.
So do you have parents that come here early to, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Watch their kids, I'm sure, right?
For sure. So it's kind of cool because you get to see how, like, the T-shirt evolves every year. And so...
And then there's, like, some cool articles we ran, like, on Wednesday, November 27, 2013. A girl posted a blog referencing 52 memories about growing up at Thornhill, and we were number 35.
Wow.
You know you were born and raised in Thornhill if these two taught you to do.
Oh, my goodness.
And this one is also... This is like, you know... Yeah, Friedman. And then this also is funny. It's like 10 signs you went to a bar mitzvah in the 90s.
Oh, no way, Drake.
And Marnie and Rena taught you the Dr. Jones and Cotton Eye Joe before they opened Vibe.
Oh, no, that's so funny. Okay, so here's the thing I think would be pretty cool. You guys teach me some dance moves before I leave?
Sure.
Okay. We'll see how it goes.
Sure, I bet you're very coordinated.
This is so cool. Oh, can you over here and read this quote and what... What does this quote mean to you? Like, why this quote right here?
So somebody actually gave it to us. Someone gave it to us because they had someone here from another country who couldn't afford to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to watch, and we really wanted her to be a part of it. So we said, then we're going to make it possible. And so she danced, and it was incredible. So it says, in 100 years from now, it will not be the car you drove or the house you lived in that will matter. Rather, the difference you made in the life of a child. Thank you, Vibe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you guys cry when you got
there? We were like, it was, and she like kind of framed it everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
She did this for us.
Yeah. So she was like, it was like a thank you. Because she didn't know how to say thank you, and
So it was very thoughtful.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's, oh my goodness, so nice. That's so beautiful.
So this is the only studio we didn't see. This is Studio One. It's right at the front of the studio. Mm-hmm. So this one also has the four windows of the two doors, and it's a little bit more like a square shape. Mm-hmm. So a lot of breakdance classes happen here and a lot of other classes as well. Yeah.
And what's the age range for the kids?
Two and a half to three, all the way up to like 18 plus.
18 plus, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so this is our store. Just we sell some vibe swag. So mm-hmm. this is the girls' change room because we saw the boys' one. So the girls' one is a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then
crazy. We have 10 toilets.
Yeah, we have 10 toilets. Anyways, you need to see this
one. Does it get that busy in here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, there's 7 classes per hour, right?
On every hour?
Yeah. Yeah, right? There's 7 rooms.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. And they're pretty full?
Every day is a different day.
But look what we put in when we first moved in.
A mini toilet.
Oh, mini toilet. That's cute.
I know.
Oh, yeah. That's so cute.
I know. It's really funny. It has wings and everything on the
yeah.
side.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is pretty. It can get pretty busy in mm-hmm. here. You know, people want to store their stuff, especially this time of year when everyone has a jacket and hat and boots.
So 7 classes going on at once. How many people roughly average per class?
You know, it really differs because every room is different. Like, we can only fit a maximum of 10 in Studio 1 mm-hmm. and 15 in Studio 5. And then yeah. some of the other classes have more occupancy.
Yeah.
So would you say maybe 50 people? Or more?
We don't like to talk.
We don't like to talk numbers.
Okay, we won't
we like
talk
to be
numbers.
Conservative.
Okay,
but
so it's
something 50-ish, like that.
Ish, more or less.
Yeah,
maybe more, maybe less. Okay.
Yeah, every hour is a bit different.
Okay.
Thanks for the coffee.
Absolutely. So, it's funny. I just finished yoga from 10 to 11.
Where?
Young and Shepherd.
Oh, at the Moksha.
At the Moksha, yeah. I just finished there. Finished there at 11. Got my car, drove up here, and then it was like 10 to 12. And I was like, oh, I promised them Starbucks. I'm going to Starbucks. I don't care. So I was a little, a few minutes late.
We have lots to do when we're waiting. Don't worry.
So the one with this, that one's cream.
This?
That's cream. And then the other one's milk.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
There you go. You covered.
Thank you so much. And what are you drinking?
Coconut water.
You like it?
I love it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Too much of it, it doesn't agree with me, but once in a while I might have a few coconut waters a week, yeah.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. We don't. It's not for us. I prefer just plain water.
You just don't like the taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not everybody does.
Yeah.
My wife, Adrienne's the same way. She just doesn't really like the taste. Actually, she's getting more into it now.
Is she into fitness, too?
She's into hockey. She's into sports.
Hockey?
Yeah,
wow.
She used to play hockey in a men's league.
Cheers.
Wow.
It was kind of co-ed, but it was... It was, like, mostly a men's league. I think there was, like, two girls on their team.
Oh, wow.
So she played in that league for maybe 4 or 5 years. And now she's found a women's league. So she plays hockey. She does a lot of spin. And then once in a while she'll come to my classes. Like, she's maybe gone to maybe 6 of my classes. Wow. Like, a couple Tread Sanities, a couple Chiseled,
right.
That kind of thing. But her thing is, like, hockey and spin.
Wow.
And that's what she does, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What's your favorite class to teach?
Tread Sanity and Chiseled, probably. I love Tread Sanity for the energy, and it's almost like I'm a DJ / personal trainer.
Right.
So.
But it's a lot to like manage. Cue.
Yes, and it hasn't been just recently that I'm starting to get really, really good at it. Managing the treadmill
right.
and the floor at the same time, like cueing the treadmill, cueing the floor. It's almost as if you have to have your brain split in two.
For sure.
To remember what times they're doing and what speeds they're doing on the treadmill, what incline,
right.
and then tell everybody on the floor, okay, now put your weight in your heels, weight in the outsides of your feet, squat down, bend your knees, abs tight. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff, but... Yeah, probably Tread Sanity is my favorite, and then very close second, or maybe pretty equal, Chiseled. I love Chiseled because just the cueing, it's a lot more precise. It's almost like a personal training session.
Yeah, in a group setting.
And so there's, 15 people, and I like going around individually to each person helping mm-hmm. out with their specific form, because there's not any one perfect exercise. Like, even when the both of you were in class, you're identical twins, but I picked up on different tightness in your hip, knee, and ankles. And then you're like, oh, yeah, it's because I had this surgery.
Right. She has,
and that
right.
all made sense.
She had
sense.
A C-section, and her abs, I mean, she has abs, and she's definitely brought herself back to where she was. But it's still, you can't undo the fact that she had a C-section.
Yeah.
You know, and they're tearing apart your abs.
Yeah. So when I watched you squat and watched her squat, and I was like, okay, okay, your squat, you need maybe a little bit wider stance, toes out a bit, and your squat just looks so much different. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah, because I have not tighter hips.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very funny.
It's very funny.
Mm-hmm. But Barney's second child, she actually had natural.
Mm-hmm.
So just because some people have it once doesn't mean they need to have it every time.
Yeah. And then did you have
two? I had two natural,
natural births. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
The dancer delivery. You know, like what you expect dancers to have.
Okay, yes. Okay,
like,
yes. Okay.
Get to the hospital an hour later, you have a kid.
Yeah. And then barbecue in the afternoon.
And
like, standing up and walking around. People are like, oh, where's your sister? I'm like, no, it's me that had the baby.
Well, the funniest part was I had my daughter at like, 3 in the morning, and a few people came to visit me at 9 a.m., and they saw me walking down the hall, and they assume I'm my sister, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, Rena, how's Rena? I'm like, I am Rena. They're like, what the heck are you doing walking around? It's just like, we can't sit still.
Funny. And then that one time in class, I was like, Marnie, you stay ahead of Rena, and then I can keep
you. Yeah, right. And then
you didn't listen. At the last station, you switched. It totally threw me off.
Sorry, we didn't mean it. We were just trying to, like, find it in start.
Okay, so that was unintentional.
It was totally unintentional.
So next time you know.
Yeah, Marnie has to go first. I have to go first.
Whatever. Or just stay the same.
Yeah.
Do you ever trick people, though? Or no?
No, not really.
You're not those type of twins.
The truth is, most people know us together. I mean, there's a few people. Like, my son is on a hockey team, and we actually have some new coaches that are working with the team, and they didn't know I was an identical twin.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend, we had a game right after each other, so Marnie was there.
Mm-hmm.
And their reaction was priceless. It was cutest thing ever.
I'm sure.
It was so funny. So that's always fun to trick people that way, but not really. We don't really trick people.
Mm.
Not really.
Well. Yeah, there's a lot of twins in my family, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm hoping maybe one day for twins.
That's so nice.
Twin boys, twin girls, doesn't matter. I think twins would be amazing.
How often do you do yoga?
I've been doing yoga 4 or 5 days a week.
What?
Yeah, hot yoga, 4 or 5 days a week.
What?
Yeah.
Do you see our reaction?
Yeah.
That's crazy. If
after this, do you do yoga?
We try.
We actually really enjoy it. We also take it at the Moksha, but we take it at the Thornhill location, which is like around the corner from here. And we love it, but like, I don't know. We're not super, like, we're flexible dancers, but we're not flexible.
You don't want to see your phone or talk to people.
Yeah.
Or like, you have to be in the zone for an hour. It is really therapeutic.
Yeah. So you said you don't do yoga because you're not flexible.
No. We're not the same flexible. Like, we are flexible as dancers. We can kick. We can turn. Mm-hmm. Our arm flexibility. But some of the yoga moves, like the pigeon, for example,
is so bad
for us because it's a hip, you know, psoas, lower, all that is very tight for us. And then when they're like, relax, we're like, get me out of this pose.
So do you realize that that's the same thing as if people are saying, I'm too dirty to take a shower? You're saying, I'm too tight in this...
No,
listen to me. I'm too tight in this one particular yoga pose, so I'm not going to go to yoga because I'm too tight.
No, that's not the only reason why.
It's just hard to make the time. But we were planning on going this week.
Mm-hmm.
We do value yoga. I just think that sometimes it takes a little bit more effort than going to take like a chiseled class.
Okay.
For us.
Because it's more disconnecting, shutting everything off.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
After you relax, you guys are pretty high energy all the time.
Yeah, I think that there's like a certain adrenaline rush for us knowing that we like got through chiseled and we used the 20 pounds or we used the 8, whatever it is. And then
the thing is for us too is when we go take these classes, because we took a class last week and the girl was like, you could up your weight and you can do this. We're like, I know, but it's not my only workout today. We have 5 hours to teach a night.
Yeah.
And our teaching is very hands-on, very active. Mm-hmm. Like, I know we chiseled, you know, that once in a while you'll show us an exercise, but you don't really have the opportunity to do the class with us, right? Which is why you do yoga and probably a lot of other things because you're ripped, so you clearly do a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. But for us, we're actually, if we don't get on our hands and knees and if we don't do every lunge and squat with the kids, they don't actually do it as well.
Yeah.
So, like, on Saturdays, we teach, like, 8 hours, and our warm-up dance has, like, we do, like, 4 push-ups, side plank, lift the leg, 4 push-ups, side plank, lift the leg, 8 times or 6 times.
Yeah.
Right? So our, like, we took someone else's class last week, and she came up to Marnie and I to say, like, you're not using heavy enough weight on this chest fly. And we were like, oh, no, we get it. We just want to get through it because we have more to do later that we just.
So the first time you guys did my HIIT class, and I saw you guys doing some different things. I think at first I came up to you and I was like, okay, you're doing the wrong thing.
Right.
But then I realized you know what you're doing. And it's because you don't want to overlap your muscle groups, so you're doing different things. So I was like, okay, you guys do your thing.
Right, remember, we don't really like to jump on their floor because it's not sprung, right?
Right,
and because we have sprung floors, we immediately know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
it's
we know.
It's more of a shock to our knees.
Right. And the other thing is for us is like our job is so active that if we injure ourselves doing something we don't normally do, mm-hmm. then we're actually at more of a disadvantage for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We like don't get injured here with everything we do, that we don't want to put ourselves at risk when we know that, like, oh, no, the floors aren't sprung.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to do jump box or whatever it is
mm-hmm.
we're doing
mm-hmm.
because I feel like it's just going to strain or we're going to hurt an Achilles mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. So that's why we modify things sometimes.
Yeah, and especially as you get older, I'm finding even for myself, I can't do the same thing. So going super heavy on deadlifts and squats,
right?
I don't do anymore because it's going to put me out.
Right.
And putting me out, just like you, it kind of takes your business down.
Yeah.
Like you being physically injured takes your business down.
Totally.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, for us, we also find, like, I don't know if you notice our desks. They're standing desks.
Oh, perfect.
So we actually don't even sit.
We don't even sit. Have you ever used one?
It's
so much fun.
So I've never used an official one, but at home, I set up, like,
I'll hold this for you.
I jerry-rig my own standing desk.
And really?
It's, I put a chair on top of a table, and then I put my computer and my MacBook on top.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So anyways, the coolest part, it's called a Vary Desk, and you can actually, just show them how it sections around it, going
so
up and down.
It goes like you clip it and it goes down and up,
like according to your height.
Oh, cool. I think a friend of mine just got one of these.
Yeah, it's cool. So
disc.
For our birthday this year, we were like, you know what? We just want to do it. And actually, funny enough, which isn't funny, but it's probably, it's made us more productive.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe because
even our office staff, like we first implemented it at our front desk, and it was amazing.
Because
sometimes
year.
They get sucked into these chairs. Sitting at the front. Oh, you need something? Oh, hold on a moment. I need to actually get my bum up
mm-hmm.
and then go get it for you. But if they're on their feet already, they're there in a second.
And you know, how many times are people saying now that, like, sitting is not really good,
mm-hmm.
right? They're saying that you need to stand up and stretch. Like, my husband sits at a desk all day.
Mm-hmm.
And on purpose, when he needs to use the bathroom, he walks down to the main floor.
Perfect.
So he forces himself to walk two flights of stairs down and up every time he needs to use the bathroom.
Mm.
Because otherwise, he just won't move. Like, it's a stationary position. And it's sad when people don't know to do that for themselves. But, like, that's why when we sit here at our desk, we don't actually ever sit. Yeah, all of our photos are behind our desk.
Mm.
and then our pictures of our dad. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is a Vibe Fitness.
Vibe Dance and Fitness Studio.
Vibe Dance and Fitness Studio.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. It's all about the good vibes. That's what we're all about.
One of the unique things that we do is we have choreography videos. So every dance class at Vibe,
mm-hmm.
we actually have a video of the choreography mm-hmm. that we do in the class. So let's say 5 to 7 hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the dances that they're doing right now in their dance class.
Do you post these on YouTube?
No, only on Vimeo.
Okay, so it's private and restricted.
Yeah. So the whole point is that you practice at home. And then you'd be home. Then group two.
What? So every group gets
dance.
Access to this so they can practice their stuff at home.
Mm-hmm.
Does every dance studio do this?
No.
This is an amazing feature.
I know, right? Way more value.
And this totally would set you apart from other dance studios.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, it's all about, like, building confidence in our dancers. So, even we do videos for every age group. Right.
So what age group is that?
3.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So, like, and then what we do is off our website,
yeah.
we have our staff link. So all of our staff are up to date on the videos that we
mm-hmm.
want them to teach. So we're a bit, wait, don't give me one class anal. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
But we basically don't have our staff come in and do whatever they want.
Wow.
They do whatever they want in terms of making their personality, bringing their personality and excitement.
Mm-hmm. There's no sort
but
of
the
stress
content,
related mm-hmm. to
there's no
doing.
Stress. It's like they come in and the lesson plan is prepared for them and they're ready to teach.
Wow.
And on top of that, we do offer them some strategies, some ideas of how to make it better.
Yeah, and we want them to bring their own flair to every one of their classes, but we don't make them stressed about coming up with all the music, all the choreography, all the everything.
And then making
we actually
sure
work
that we
together
agree
with them.
It, right? Like making sure that it's in line with what our beliefs are.
Mm-hmm.
So like we're all about being appropriate and being inclusive, but also being like age appropriate specifically so that people in the audience aren't thinking these 5-year-olds are doing inappropriate moves. So it really has to coincide
mm-hmm.
with what our beliefs are as a business.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, hold on 1 second. I'm just going to jump. So we also do breakdance, right? I wonder what this music is. Oh, there's the music.
Breakdancing for all age groups?
All ages, 4 to 5, 4 to 6, 6 to 9, 9 to 11.
So are the 4-year-olds doing breakdance? Is that so cute or what?
So cute.
crazy.
It's amazing. But, I mean, it's the beginning stages, right? It's not like they're doing headspins.
No. But I mean, definitely, they're starting.
Yeah, they're starting out.
Here, cool you. Down to the ground. Hold. Three step. One, two, three.
Do you guys think that I'd be able to pick up a couple easy moves?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. For sure. So this is our schedule. So this is our schedule. Like, we're starting today, actually, ironically, is enrollment for next year. We started this morning. So we make it easy for our clients. You want to enroll, email us. We'll do it for you, or you can register online. So I create the schedule. And so basically all of our classes, like 4 to 6 All Boys Hip Hop, we offer multiple times a week. So, like, every single hour on the schedule, 4:30 to 8:30 is offered. Mm-hmm. And then on the weekend, like, Saturday's a big day, right? We offer, like, 8 classes in a row. And then Sunday we offer 6, and then birthday parties. So it's cool. So you could just enroll in whatever class you want. And all that we require now is a $50 deposit. But, yeah, it's like a system. It's very systematic and works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so anyways, people buy packages from you?
They enroll for the year. It's just like a yearly tuition.
1 year, flat rate. They can come as much or as little as they want.
1 hour a week, like one class per week. They enroll in a designated class, and then they come for that class. But if they miss the class, they can come and take a makeup class. So, like, just as an example, right, 5 to 7 hip-hop we offer here on Monday at 4:30. We offer Tuesday at 4:30. We offer, let's say, Wednesday at 5:30. And then on Sunday we offer it at 9:30, 10:30, and 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also on Saturday offer it, literally, get ready, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, and 3:30.
Wow.
So if your kid is enrolled on Monday and can't come on Monday because they're sick, you're away on holiday, you can come any other time.
Wow, that's so cool. If you don't mind me asking, how much is a year-long tuition?
Oh, sure. It's $7.99 for the year.
$7.99 for a year? Wow, right. that's so good.
It's also our Bob T-shirt for the year.
And the online?
And the costume.
And the DVD for the recital.
And the recital DVD.
Wow, that's such great value.
You guys totally
over-deliver.
And then this is like, this was one of the Raptors games that we did this year. So we have a really great videographer, if you ever need a videographer. So he takes our one-dimensional Raptors performance and turns it into... These kids dance 1 hour a week. We had 3 rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually perform in front of thousands of people.
Do you do a lot of Raptors games with the kids and everything?
Well, we bring 3 to 4 groups per game. We've done 4 games this year. Mm-hmm. And actually in 3 weeks, we're dancing at the Harlem Globetrotters game. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. These kids are like 6. So it's a friendly experience. It's like $100. And we have 3 rehearsals and you get the costume. Just for $100. Then you have to buy your own tickets. So for our recital costumes, pretty much, this is just an example. This is our recital program. See, this is last year's picture of our kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting so big. So all the costumes that the kids get are really just cool vibe outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really wish we could call it, like, Vibe Cool Outfit Week instead of Costume Week. But it really is, like, the outfit they wear on stage. But as you can see, it's very appropriate, very cute, and they can wear it all over again. Like, this is the 4 to 6 boys. So they got, like, a Vibe armband, basketball shorts, a T-shirt. They can wear it all summer long.
Wow.
Right? So that's like our goal, is that, like, it's not just about that they're learning and to be confident and have fun and be in an inclusive environment, but that the value the parents are paying for these costumes, they can actually wear all summer long and forever.
So we're constantly evolving our business. We're constantly putting more effort into making it technologically advanced. Our staff are more, like, in sync. And so this was actually the breakdance one that we did at Raptors game. That's the girl you met over there. Boys and girls.
Mm-hmm. So maybe explain, like, what's going on.
So basically,
people that
right
are
now,
listening.
This is like Barney showing a video of the breakdance all ages group. So they danced during halftime at the Raptors 905 game. And so there's, I would say, a combination of kids who are 5 all the way up to 30, pretty much, because the teachers are like 30. But it's awesome. So then it actually divides up, and we go by age group, all the 6 to 9-year-olds, all the 9 to 11-year-olds, all the 12 to 14 and 15-plus-year-olds, and they're all together in one group.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love how inclusive it is, too. It's like kids from all walks of life, all ages, sizes, and doesn't matter. You guys are very, seems like it's very open and
it's
welcoming.
It's like a community.
Studio. Yeah,
this is a little bit of a masterpiece because these kids are like 7. These are actually our boys right here. And there's girls, too, in breakdance, too. It's not just a boys thing. If you look, actually, more of them back here are girls than boys of the teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your classes, it's probably more girls, though. No?
No, we all have a lot of boys.
Really?
I would say, like, it's almost like a 40-60. Like, there's a lot of girls and a lot of boys.
I would totally enroll my kids in something like this.
Like, how cool, right?
so good.
So when we danced for the Raptors, it was amazing. But the fact that we get to bring our students to the Raptors, like, we never danced on court when we were 5, 7, 15.
This is amazing.
You know, so the fact that we get to do this is really incredible.
All right, well, when I get, when I have kids, I'm signing them up
They're
here for
back.
Sure.
Right.
For sure.
We really do have so many different shapes and sizes. That's really what we're all about, is everyone feeling good about themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I think the big reminder for us is that we actually are a big part of these kids' lives,
mm-hmm.
right? So this is, like, the teenage group. And actually, ironically, it's our...
See,
like, they're all different shapes. And so this girl in the middle is 6'2".
Wow, how old is she?
15.
6'2", wow.
And then this is a boy. And actually, anyways, there's like all different kinds of like shapes and sizes, but all different kinds of kids.
But Sarah, our costumes are so cool and comfortable. They don't have to worry about their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we joke that we don't wear hiding your boobs, your belly, and your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But then you could just dance in and.
Yeah, not care.
Yeah.
And not care. That's beautiful.
Yeah. But like the impact we make is like.
Like how confident she
is. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And do you see a confidence change in the kids too?
Huge,
I'm sure.
Huge.
Like when they first start out, they're probably a little bit timid, and then they just get in there and just start dancing.
For sure. And then that's also sometimes the opposite too. Like they're overly confident because they're insecure. Right?
Mm, yeah.
And then like
okay.
We try to teach them that like you don't even need to be like that.
Mm-mm. Just be yourself. Be your best self.
Exactly. That's what we're all about. Be the best you can be, not who's the best.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, actually, one kid who did this game, the mom wrote me an email saying that it was the best experience. And I said, that's amazing. And she said, no, you don't get it. It was life changing. Right? Because these kids, they come up and they say, like, I'm not afraid to do a speech at school. I danced at the Raptors game.
Exactly.
Right? Like, that's really what it's about. There's so many times in life where people say, you can't do that. You're not good enough. And knowing in themselves that they were good enough to be chosen to be a part of something like this, it's like, kind of indescribable. One mother told us that she moved into a new house this weekend.
Oh, I should show them the back.
And her daughter actually left a spot in her bedroom that was open, and she said, we should put something there. And she said, no, Mommy, that's my Vibe Dance Studio space. And so she wrote to me saying, any chance you have a spare Vibe sign, we can make an actual sign. And Ryan was like, oh, I found a Vibe sign. She put up a little mirror. And she said, like, we don't even realize the impact we're making. So now she wants to, she's only four, forgot to mention the four-year-old part. Like, just so special. So in 2001, when we started Vibe, hold pause for a second.
In 2000, Vince Carter, when he was a part of Toronto, he always did this charity all-star game in the summer. And after the charity all-star game, whoever danced on the team that year got to dance in the game. And then the next week with the rehearsal, the actual auditions, excuse me, for the following year.
You had to audition for Toronto Raptors every year. So every year we said to ourselves, there could be another set of twins that have a cooler look, that are better dancers, and they're going to be chosen instead of us.
Mm-hmm. So you still have to work hard. It wasn't just like a given. Like, they like you, you'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
So
anyways, we decided in 2001, we incorporated Vibe in November 2001.
And we had three amazing years, right? That we
were like,
you know what?
We did kinesiology and education. We're like, if we don't do this and we open our own studio, which has a unique philosophy because nobody else does strictly recreational, we are never going to know. So we went up to head management and we're like, we need to talk to you before the game.
So the coolest part is we had the actual rehearsal at our new dance studio with the dance pack. Mm-hmm. So
which was like around the corner, which is our first studio. It had three rooms. Mm-hmm. And it was so cool to have them in our space and say, like, this is our new business and we're so excited. But we told everyone, very open and honest, we're not coming back.
So we handed them a flyer from like our new business. The head management, I think they were impressed that we didn't wear like former Raptors dancers. Like, we didn't advertise that. We just advertised our credentials. And
Martin and Rena are opening Vibe. And so we're at the ACC thinking it's our last time on court forever.
Mm-hmm.
We're like 25 years old and we're going out, and the head management says, oh, before you finish, everybody just stay where you are, and Vince is going to do a little like spoof with the dance pack. And we're like, great.
He looks like the man, and we look like silly,
clapping our hands. So we're like, great, our last time on court is going to be embarrassing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we end up going on court, and this is what happened. It's crazy.
So add some volume for this.
Yeah, so we're out watching a video now of us in non-Vibe certified costumes, which is fine. So this is exactly 17 years ago, which is crazy. And it's not HD quality, clearly.
Right.
So we didn't know that the Jumbotron was focusing on us.
This is the Jumbotron.
Right? So we had no clue. Specifically
on the two of you.
Yeah, like this next part's really cool because it's Marnie and I with someone in the middle of us here. Right? So, you know, when we dance on court, it's like a minute and 25 seconds.
Because it's hard on the eyes.
Yeah. So this was like in the middle of the All-Star game. And I mean, and basically there was like standing room only seats. There was like 25,000 people there.
This was at the All-Star game?
No, this was, Vince Carter's charity All-Star game.
Oh, okay, got you.
Yeah.
He used to do this. No one ever did it since.
No. So it was all for charity.
Like, they were focusing on us the whole time. It was so nice.
Wait. Let's get to the part where
yeah. Come in. No, but you'll see what happens. So, you know, the whole time we're just like living it up, and no one came from our family to watch because we were like, whatever, it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. So we ended up, anyways, this is the best part.
Ladies and gentlemen, after three seasons with the Raptors Dance Band, twin sensational dancers Marty and Rena are moving on. Thank you, Marty and Rena, for your 3 years with the Raptors Dance Band, and best wishes with all of your future endeavors. You're a Raptors Dance Band.
Players get traded.
We got a goodbye.
Like, and crazy. I mean, you were at the game yesterday, so you have perspective of knowing. Like,
can you imagine the whole game stopped for us?
And so when I see the dance girls that come out, it's almost like they're just numbers, nameless, faceless. But then you guys got a send off.
It was crazy. And the craziest part about it is that year, almost the entire dance pack didn't come back. And they all, so we got this beautiful goodbye because we were upfront and honest and thankful and appreciative.
Some of them, you know, like we got a really beautiful send off. And
like the minute we came off court, we were like, oh my God, we need to speak to the tech guy because we need to show our children and
our children.
That video, like, because it was just such an amazing, it just goes to show when you treat people. Like, we're always very friendly with everyone that worked at the ACC, whether they were picking up garbage, changing the toilet paper rules, or whether they were just standing security. We were always so friendly that for Marnie and I, it was really nice to be able to be given that beautiful memory. And the craziest part about it was years later, we actually went back on the floor with our staff and students, right? So when we'd go back and do halftime with Vibe, we would see all these people, and they'd be like, oh, my God, the twins are back. And we would say to our clients, you know, you're representing Vibe, but you're also representing us. And we have such a longstanding relationship with the Raptors that, like, you need to be on your best Vibe behavior. So it was amazing, and we never actually thought we'd get back on courts. It was so surreal, the years we were doing it.
But, and then when we were chosen for the alumni, it was, like, so exciting to go back with, like, when we're, like, moms with
kids. Just show one of the videos of that one, too. Mm-hmm. Just to be able to go back on court and to do that was just amazing. But that was just, so unpredictable and so incredible. No, I would do the first one. Keep going. The one where, like, Drake comes in the middle of us. That one. Drake came and danced in the middle of us. It was hilarious.
Really, Drake?
Yeah, I'm going to show you. So this is Drake.
There it is. And there's us.
There's us. He danced in the middle of us.
When was this?
This was
January 2015.
Yeah. It's like a 2 second thing. He comes in the middle of us. Watch. He like walks.
We did our hair straight. We always changed it.
And then he starts dancing.
So you did this as a Vibe?
Like, no, this was the Toronto Raptors alumni. See, we're wearing the jersey. Oh, on the back of the jerseys was their.
I got you.
Yeah.
Was him walking across the court part of the thing?
Or no, just, I actually thought it was a fan. I didn't know who
he's
it was.
Just like, I'm doing what I want. I'm walking across the court right now.
So there's like a bunch of girls on this team that are married. Like this girl, the original, she was on the
1999.
Yeah. She's the first year. And then our last home game, this girl right here actually got engaged in the middle of our dance. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wait, the numbers on the back, does that correspond to the years
that
they were
here? Our rookie year. Yeah. So she was like 98, Marnie averaged 99.
Oh, that's cool. And that's the one that you have framed?
Framed, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Yeah. It was fun. Definitely thrilling.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
it's really crazy because you were there yesterday. Mm. So
that's so weird.
So the best part is when we go with our students, we would do like halftime.
Type in like March 28th and see if that comes up, or March 25th. Like, why not now? Why stop now? It was just surreal to be able to go back on court with our staff and students. Keep going.
No, but what I was just getting at is like it was so exciting. Yeah, this one. Mm-hmm. It was so exciting to like be older and go back. Mm-hmm. You know, when we got that send off, it was like, we're never going to go back.
And the truth is, like, so many people, like, you dance on the Raptors dance back, and then now what? What's next, right? What do you do next? So for us, we always just, we're like, it's overwhelming sometimes to think about how we're reaching so much further than we thought we would by impacting all the kids.
We joke
that come
at the end. We have a parent meeting for these Raptors games that we do, and we joke with them all the time that, like, some of you are going to walk up to us and watch the dance pack and come over and say, like, you missed it. And what we're doing now is so much more rewarding. Anyway, this was one of the Raptors games that we did with our students at the ACC that was so memorable. We brought, like, literally 60
of us.
And they're all 15 year olds and older, like our staff. And it was one of
those. This was
like,
at the ACC. This was, like, in 2015. It was crazy. crazy. So we found this like video guy who actually like is so vibe certified. He makes it. And you see everyone's face. Oh, it's 2013. Even more. But like, look how many, there's like 60 of us. And like, this is the reality of what vibe's about. So even though we're strictly recreational and these kids come once a week,
we can be amazing,
right? Like polished, clean, current, high energy, exciting, right? Right, like everybody's sort of in sync.
Yeah, that's so amazing.
Right, that's shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Now I would be remiss not to ask you about the Backstreet Boys
because
my wife is a massive, probably one of the biggest Backstreet Boys fans. So I have to ask you about the Backstreet Boys.
Show the pictures. I have them on my phone. What?
I have the video.
Oh yeah. So basically, we danced on the YTV Achievement Awards. In 1997.
Mm-hmm. Pictures?
And I have pictures on my phone.
Oh, sorry.
And it was
pictures.
It was surreal because the funniest part about it was actually during Passover, so we weren't eating any bread, and they were like mesmerized by, oh my God, you're not eating bread? They couldn't get over the non-bread thing. But we were the dancers for this show called the YTV Achievement Awards that basically celebrated youth awards and youth achievements.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty awesome. And so I don't even know how many people they selected, but I actually have it on my computer, Marnie. I have to find them. You're going to laugh so hard. The boys are so young, it's not even to be believed.
Mm-hmm. So we were the dancers on the show while they were the artists.
Is this max volume?
And this is like major, old school.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking at a video of the Backstreet Boys.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And then when do you come on?
You know what, we were like the dancers on the show, so like the beginning like real, like, you know.
Okay. Do you have that part?
Yeah, it's coming.
Okay.
It's a little bit old, you know?
Yeah, not HD quality by any means.
No. There we are.
What year was this?
Oh, God. 1997.
97. Wow. Oh, it's so cheesy commercials and everything,
ready?
Too. Okay, so tell everybody.
Who's that? Is that Joey?
AJ.
AJ, sorry, yeah. I'll be fine.
He knows better than us.
Well, because my wife is obsessed with them.
Barney and I are dancing there. There's Brian.
Yeah.
Like, look at, like, hilarious. He's like a little boy.
Yeah.
And then there's another very great AJ. There's Danny, right?
Wow. Can you send me some of those pictures?
Yeah,
Text me some of those pictures, and then when I upload the episode, I'll upload some of the pictures with it, and maybe send me some pictures of you, like, in the dance pack, the Toronto's dance pack and everything.
Okay.
I kind of put something together.
Yeah. So this is like, a silly character from the show. It's actually crazy when you think back that they actually had the Backstreet Boys performing on this show. So some of the choreographies,
it was a bit sexy, actually.
There was a few things.
Bringing the funk.
Anyway, so we all come on in these outfits and then they rip it off. We're wearing like rain jackets and then they rip it off of us and then we start dancing. So there was like, I think, five girls and like two guys. And it's great quality, as you can see. This is like very old.
Yeah.
So Marnie and I here, one here and one here.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was probably one of our first professional things we did.
So when you did this, did you think, now we've made it as professionals?
No, never.
I don't think we ever felt that way.
Ever. I think we just, like, loved it. Okay, see, this is the inappropriate part of the choreography. Gets a bit sexy. Yeah.
Cool.
But also, another thing that's really cool is we actually danced on the top of the Twin Towers in June.
2011, sorry.
June.
Like September 11th.
2001. It was September 11th, 2001.
Wow. Sorry, right.
It was before we opened the Twin Towers for a twins talent competition. It was a worldwide event. And when they did CNN had this like special about the Twin Towers. They had episodes of Marnie and I were in it. It was the craziest thing.
And
so
when the towers went down, did you have any reactions to it?
It was surreal.
I'm sure.
Just thinking like we're up there. Actually, that's the Sea Twins talent competition, that one frame up top.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. And just meeting, like, these guys were, like, I don't know, I don't remember what they did. But it was just crazy to go to, like, there's a picture of us at the top of the Twin Towers. Yeah, that's not the best picture, but, yeah.
We also danced for the Toronto Argonauts for 3 years.
I read that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's us at the top of the Twin Towers. So it was crazy. Mm. crazy. When it went down, we were just like that. We were just there like a few months ago. It was a surreal feeling. You know, that's for sure.
Before.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyways, the Backstreet Boys are hilarious. When you think about it, these pictures are hilarious.
Those are great pictures.
They don't even look like us. They don't even look like ourselves. I'm just going to tag them just a little bit.
You got to send me that one of Brian and you both.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send it to my wife, Adrian. She's going to die.
It's hilarious, right?
Yeah.
I know. It's really funny. Really, really funny, yeah. Mm-hmm. I started downloading some pictures.
So there's a whole history on us.
Wow.
We also danced in Neil Young's concert tour, too, once. He had a concert.
Okay, I did read that as well.
Yeah, he has a concert.
Tell me about Neil Young.
It was really, he just wanted dancers to be able to be the river rolling through. Like, we were just walking around the stage and pumping our fists to the sky.
Yeah.
But we're on the DVD. It's pretty cool. We're on this, like, Neil Young DVD of Greenland. And you see us in the background. It was a really cool gig. And it was also at the ACC, which was so fun that we were able to see people we know. But we just went to Janet Jackson's concert recently. And it's so nice when we go back there because the people remember us. Mm-hmm. The funniest are the people that are like, are you on? Are you? How's the dance pack going? We're like, are you okay?
We are so old.
Like, we're like, it's been, like, a long time. Yeah. But, I mean, we still dance and we love what we do.
Yeah.
But it's in a different capacity, right? Mm-hmm. But it's so flattering when they remember us. It's very funny.
Mm.
Trying to think if we forgot to say anything else.
No, like every time we go back, we see someone and we say, like, oh my, how do you remember us? And then she said, you always said my name. You always said hello.
But I think it's just like a life lesson, right? Like, I feel like our parents always taught us to treat people the way you want to be treated.
And then everyone matters in this world, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the underlying message of Vibe, is that everyone matters. Everyone's number one, which in, like, most settings in dance studios, it's like there's competitive team and then there's recreational. And just as a byproduct of the environment, you know, the recreational kids aren't as important because they only come once or twice a week. And the competitive kids are the ones that, like, represent the studio. So they're there, like, a million hours a week. So at Vibe, it doesn't matter if you come 1 hour or 7 hours or 10 hours. Nobody really comes 10 hours, but everyone's the same. Everyone's mattered. Everyone's important. Everyone's valued. Everyone's appreciated. And everyone's treated equally. So it's a very different sort of vibe. I'll never forget our very first year in business. We were actually on the Danforth. And our philosophy was obviously very unique. We're on the Danforth with our boyfriends at the time. And we knew we were going to exist. I was dating a guy who helped us with our business plan and made us realize if we had, like, 200 kids enrolled our first year, we'd survive. And we had 250 enrolled the first day.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing. So we broke up that summer, but I was dating somebody else, and we were on the Danforth, and I'll never forget, we saw a woman in the dance industry. She looked at us and said, do you want to know what everyone's saying about you?
And we were so naive. We always think, like, everyone's going to talk nice about us.
And she looked at us and said, literally, everyone's waiting to watch you fail.
Mm.
And so
how did that make you feel?
I actually think
we were in shock.
I don't even remember anything after it. I don't even think we responded because we were just, like, caught off guard. Because
I just think it was motivation for us to know that not everyone's always rooting for you. Not everyone believes in what you do. You really have to prove yourself and stay focused on your goal. So that's what we did. And literally,
we
have 16 years later, we still stay true to our mission statement.
Yeah. We have the saying that, like, let your past make you better, not bitter. So, like, we've had obviously a lot of things to have to overcome, that we really just stay focused on the present and the future and, like, building Vibe and making it more exciting, more innovative, more inclusive.
And there's, like, a saying that says businesses don't
plan to fail.
They fail to plan. Mm-hmm. Right? So we're all about planning.
Right. Yeah, we're all about, like, setting goals and achieving them and then setting new goals and, like, striving to make everybody's experience a positive one. But, I mean, we are all about, like, treating people the way you want to be treated. We say it to our kids, and we really feel like we are advocates of that in our own daily life. You know, whether it's in a fitness class we take and we smile at the people and we're friendly and we're, like, a positive energy in the room, or whether we're at Vibe and we're trying to, you know, role model to our staff and students about how to treat others. So, but I really think it stems from all of our experiences.
So it was so interesting when I saw you guys come into class with your Vibe gear and everything and you were talking to people. I mean, part of me, my head was like, oh, are you trying to recruit people for you? But you're just being nice people.
Yeah.
And in return, people want to learn about what you're doing, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
I also think now that you have a better idea of what we do at Vibe, it's also another reason why, because we know a lot of people in that community specifically don't go to Vibe.
Exactly.
So they're, like, curious about what it is we do, because most of them aren't going to get in their car and drive here.
Plus, our clothes are super comfortable, so we just wear them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, ironically, Purim just happened. It's like a holiday in the Jewish religion, sort of like Halloween, but different. You, like, give each other gifts. Anyways, in saying that, one client of ours, her and her twin sister, believe it or not,
dressed up as us
for Purim. So they are moms of four children each. Is that awesome?
They wore their daughter's clothes.
She said, we just need the same shoes, but they nailed it. So she wrote us an email afterwards saying that, like, she had no idea how comfortable our clothes were.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we know, because that's all we wear.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but
I mean, we love what we do, but we hope to, like, inspire other people to love what they do and make it a reality. Mm-hmm. And I know you do. You love what you do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you feel sad sometimes when people, you know, that there's a saying about, like, work doesn't feel like work unless, I don't know, what, I'm not good with cliches. You never work a day in life if you love what you do kind of thing, right?
Yeah, which isn't 100% true because obviously you both work extremely hard, but you just love what you do.
Yeah, and the impact that we make sometimes is a reminder.
Like, we have a lot of assistants that work with us too, and like even this past weekend, I had like a chat with three of them. I was like, do you guys love to dance? I love to dance. I want these kids to love to dance. In 1 hour, you can make a child love to dance, which is a life skill. Everyone's going to dance at their wedding. Mm-hmm. So if you don't love to dance in this job, you're just here because you just want to come. That's okay, but it's not good enough. We need people here who want to inspire others to do their best and love to dance.
And one thing that's been really clear for us now that it's our 16th year is that we've had clients year after year be a part of Vibe. Like this one client of ours was with us for 14 years and 15 years, and their girls went to university last year.
Like from 3 to 18.
And we said to them, like, we feel honored to be a part of their life.
For 15 years. And we said to this one woman, what made you, like, because we have kids, you bounce around program to program. It's very rare you stick with a program 1 hour a week for 15 years.
A decade or over a decade. 15
years.
And he literally looked us in the face and said, you never gave us a reason to leave.
Mm. Every year, it just got better and better, my daughter.
But like this one mother just wrote me an email about how she wants to thank us for 10 inspiring, inspirational, wonderful years of dance. My daughter just finished applying to 3 universities outside of Toronto and will be going somewhere in the U.S. I feel sad her journey's on Saturdays for 3 hours at Vibe. Doing dance in a beautifully choreographed way will end this June. Thank you for bringing pleasure and entertainment to us as a family. I've saved the annual Vibe t-shirts, all the costumes, and various recital programs, and I will cherish them forever. We wish you continued success in enlightening the lives of young dancers. You're talented, good people with impressive public relations skills. Looking forward to the recitals. Thanks again. So nice.
Well, she didn't need to write that. It's so nice, you know?
So nice when people, like, take the time to, like, speak their mind and share the good vibes.
I feel like you guys get those a lot, though.
You know
often?
Sometimes. It's nice.
Nice when we get them.
Once a week type thing?
I think sometimes when people have a reminder about, maybe they see their kid in a social setting and they're super confident and they think, wait a minute, it's because, not of me, but probably because of Vibe, that they can deflect it.
I love that you both stay really grounded, though. You do get all that positive feedback, but at the same time, you're still very grounded. You don't let it get to your head and you don't, internalize it. You're both very down-to-earth people.
We're really dedicated to what we do. At the end of the day, we're in the service industry, right? So it's not a product. We really care about what we're doing. Mm-hmm.
But I also think our parents are like that too. Our mom is a guru in education. She's written 6 books. She got her doctorate. We tell them all, oh, our mom's Susan Schwartz, and they take a breath. What? The Susan Schwartz is your mother? And we're like, yeah. So she's also so down to earth, so easygoing, so inspiring, but yet never has that chip on her shoulder. And I don't know. She's just incredible. And I think that we aspire to be that way. You know, funny enough, this past week we went out with some staff. We were out for someone's birthday and someone introduced us as these are our bosses. And Marnie and I are like, we're not your bosses. We work together. Mm-hmm. And they literally introduced us to these people as these are the best dancers I know. And Marnie and I are like, who are you talking about?
Not us.
It was so nice, but we don't even see ourselves that way. Like, we can always get better. We can always become better at the craft we do in so many different ways. That we just love what we do. And I think for us, it's never been about who's the best. It's just being our best version and trying to make sure that our staff and students feel that way too. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, we'd like to be considered very well grounded and well-rounded, even though, yeah.
That's such an amazing story. Thank you for your time. So before I leave, you have to show me
a couple dance moves.
We're going to get it on video, and I'm going to upload it to the podcast, the audio version, but on YouTube, I'm going to include maybe a clip of maybe you teaching me how to dance.
Sure.
All right? All right, let's do this.
Left leg, turn around, roll down to the ground. Ready?
Everybody clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time.
Up.
One hop this time. Right foot, 2 stumps. Left foot, 2 stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha, real smooth.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
2 hops this time. 2 hops this time. Right foot, 2 stumps. Left foot, 2 stumps.
Hey.
end of the podcast. So I had an awesome time with Marnie and Rena. I picked up some dance moves. They showed me around the place. I got some very comfortable vibe gear. And they're amazing. I hope you enjoyed their story. It's pretty epic to see how far they've come throughout the years, all the way from the Dance Pack, the Toronto's Dance Pack, and where they are now with their Vibe Studio. It's really amazing to see. So I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. And if you enjoyed the episode and want to see things continue on, you could do me a favor and go on patreon.com/fastingFTW. Even as little as $1, $2 would help me out a ton. Help me get some better equipment, better sound equipment, better recording equipment, and help keep the podcast running. So thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you next week.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Biceps and Banter with Brandon Crowe. If you like our show, do us a huge subscribe, toss a review on iTunes, or maybe share the show with your friends. And if you want to know more, find us at fastingftw.com. Our Patreon is patreon.com/fastingftw.